שיעור מספר 7, עבדו את השם בשמחה.
Serve the Creator with gladness. Excerpt number 1 from the book of Zohar. Divinity is present only in a whole place and not in a deficient place or a flawed place or a place of sadness but in a proper place, a place of joy. It is written, serve the Lord with gladness, come before him with singing. There is no service of the Creator unless it is out of joy. Okay? Baal Sulam from Shemati 58. Joy is a reflection of good deeds. If the deeds are of Kedusha, of holiness, hence joy appears. The Rabash says the following. A person must be glad that at least he has a need for spirituality, whereas the rest of the people have no interest in spirituality whatsoever. When a person appreciates this, although it is not important to him, yet he does appreciate it, and he tries to thank the Creator for this, this causes him to acquire importance for spirituality. And from this, a person can be happy. By this, a person can be rewarded with dvekut. Baal HaSulam says in Shemati 42, those who want to walk in the path of bestowal should always be in gladness. This means that in any shape that comes upon him, he should be in gladness, since he has no intention to receive for himself. This is why he says that either way, if he is really working in order to bestow, he should certainly be glad that he has been granted with bringing contentment to his Maker. And if he feels that his work is still not to bestow, he should also be glad because for himself, he feels that he does not want anything for himself. He is happy that the will to receive cannot enjoy this work, and that should give him joy. Disconnection from the ego, it's a very... Let's continue to the next excerpt, excerpt 5. The Rabash says, a servant of the Creator, whose intention is to bestow, should be happy when he is serving the King. If he has no joy during this work, it is a sign that he lacks appreciation of the greatness of the King. Therefore, if one sees that he has no joy, he should make amendment, meaning to think about the greatness of the King. If he still does not feel, he should pray to the Creator to open his eyes and his heart so that he feels the greatness of the Creator. Sixth excerpt by the Rabash. According to what is written, in the multitude of people is the King's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as great fortune, meaning that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every single thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, that now he has something with which to serve the King. To the extent that the society regards the greatness of the Creator with their thoughts during the assembly, each, according to his degree, originates the importance of the Creator in him. Thus, he can walk all day in the world of gladness and joy.
Excerpt number 7 from Shemati 26. According to the importance that one ascribes to the holy work, to that extent one should give praise and gratitude for it. This is so because it is true that we cannot appreciate the importance of being able to sometimes keep the mitzvot of the Creator even without any intent. In that state, one comes to feel elation and joy of the heart. And the praise and gratitude that one gives for it expand the feelings. And one is elated by every single point in the holy work and knows whose worker he is, and thus soars ever higher. This is the meaning of what is written, I thank thee for the grace that you have made with me, meaning for the past. And by this, one can confidently say, and he does say, and that you will do with me.